I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. Over the weekend, a rabbi and three congregants were taken hostage at a synagogue in North Texas. News reports have indicated the hostage taker demanded the release of Afia Sadiq, a Pakistani neuroscientist who was in federal prison in Texas after being convicted of attempting to kill U.S. soldiers. FBI officials said the hostage taker was singularly focused on one issue and it was not specifically related to the Jewish community. But the hostage taker's decision to choose a synagogue as the place to carry out his demands cannot be separated for anti-Semitism, Jewish leaders in Texas said on Sunday. The incident Saturday in Colleyville, a small city near Fort Worth, was not a standalone occurrence, as Jewish Americans have been publicly targeted and terrorized across the country with increased frequency in recent years. From October to December, there were at least 10 anti-Semitic incidents in the state, primarily in central Texas, according to the Anti-Defamation League, which advocates for justice for Jewish people. Last fall, officials investigated a fire that caused $25,000 in damage to an Austin synagogue. That came after students vandalized an Austin high school with swastikas, homophobic language, and anti-black racist slurs. Around the same time, about a dozen people displayed a banner targeting Jewish people at a highway overpass in Austin. Anti-Semitic flyers were also recently scattered in various cities and neighborhoods in Hays County, south of Austin. Responses to the standoff on Saturday underscored how the sense of danger to other Jewish communities was not as isolated as the hostage-taking in Colleyville appeared to be. Law enforcement in other Texas communities, including Fort Worth and Harris County, said they were increasing patrols around synagogues. On Sunday, President Joe Biden called the hostage situation in Colleyville an act of terror and denounced acts driven by anti-Semitism. Governor Greg Abbott did not explicitly denounce anti-Semitism immediately following the attack, though he announced the escape of the hostages Saturday night in a post on Twitter, saying prayers were answered. On Sunday, Jewish leaders around Texas acknowledged that the fear renewed by the hostage situation could affect congregants' willingness to return to in-person services. They said it would take time to understand the full impact on their congregations and communities and the work that would be needed to support them. Texas will soon head back to the polls for the 2022 March primary election. Early voting is from February 14th to February 25th, and Election Day is March 1st. This will be the first election in which Texans will be voting in the new political districts approved by the Texas legislature last year. Republicans and Democrats will choose their candidates to face off in November for district-based congressional and legislative offices, the State Board of Education, and judicial seats. In addition to the district-level elections, each party will choose its candidates for seven statewide seats: governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, land commissioner, agriculture commissioner, comptroller, and one of the three seats on the Railroad Commission. The last day to register to vote is January 31st. The last day to apply for a ballot by mail is February 18th. The deadline for mail-in ballots to be returned to the county is March 1st. Go to this story on our website, texastribune.org, to enter your address to see how your districts might have changed and what candidates you get to vote for. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow the Brief Podcast for daily news updates on your favorite podcast app. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief was brought to you by Texas Performing Arts. Texas Performing Arts presents the Austin premiere of Bill Frisell and Bill Morrison's live music and film project, The Great Flood, on Friday, January 21st. Learn more at texasperformingarts.org.